I just read a Twitter thread from a Ukrainian man, and the title was, "I just walked to Poland." And then in that thread, he describes along the way all the horrible things that he saw. And I don't know if you know this, but the Ukrainian government has conscripted all men aged 18 to 60. That's right, 60. They're not allowed to leave the country, and they're supposed to report to join the military or the guard, whatever it is, in order to fight for Kiev against Russia, of course. So men who are trying to leave the country with their families are being pulled off of buses and out of their cars, pulled off trains, and essentially arrested and put into a military conscription where, at this point, it appears to be a suicide mission to oppose the Russian soldiers. Kiev is completely surrounded, and by the time you hear this, it may have already fallen. The Ukrainian military has been just utterly decimated. Reportedly, there are no comms functioning. There's no Ukrainian Air Force remaining. They were all blown up on the ground, on the runways by the surprise attack. There's virtually no defensive infrastructure whatsoever. And yet, somehow, civilians are supposed to be just pulled into service, and I guess they're going to slap an AK-47 in their hands and say, go shoot some Russians, and it's a suicide mission. I mean, every sane male should be trying to evade the violence at this point, right? But one of the other things this author saw on his walk to Poland is cars abandoned on the highway. I mean, thousands of them, because people ran out of fuel. And so right away, and by the way, the overall emphasis of my take on this is that the situation in Ukraine just underscored and confirmed the importance of prepping and survival training. And how many times have we talked about, do you have a map? Do you have a way to get out on foot? Do you have a bug out bag? Do you have a pair of shoes or boots, like hiking boots, where you could get out? Do you know how to use a compass? Right? And how many times have I talked about spare fuel, extra diesel or gasoline? And as you know, if you listen to my podcast, I've even talked about the fact that I carry a folding bicycle in my vehicle. And some people mocked me for that, by the way. They're like, you carry a folding bicycle, huh? You think you're going to have to bike away from your vehicle? Well, there's about 50,000 Ukrainians who could answer that question right now. And the answer is, yep, would have been nice to have a bicycle because they had to leave their vehicles on foot. And so all kinds of questions come through my mind, but I do first want to say I'm not in any way criticizing the people of Ukraine because they're under very harsh conditions right now. And they're innocent people, just like all innocent people in times of war. Now, this is a war between national leaders, and sadly, a lot of innocent people get caught up in it. So I'm not condemning the people of Ukraine, but rather I'm trying to point out something about humanity in general. This applies to Americans and Canadians and, you know, Europeans and so on. Now, most people just don't prep. They're not prepared for anything. Think about it. For how many days were available to just buy gasoline before all this happened? And yet, so many people had no gasoline. They ran out. Most people don't even own a gas can, it turns out. They wouldn't even have anything to put gasoline into if they had to get some extra gas. And I just have to say, again, this is not directed to the people of Ukraine, but just in general, it is poor planning to not have backup fuel wherever you are in the world. Everybody should have backup fuel. Everybody should know, you know, how to walk out on foot. Everybody should have a firearm, if not multiple, you know, where legal, of course. Everybody should know how to use a firearm. Everybody should know how to use a compass. Everybody should have a backup GPS device, you know, in case the satellites are working, and that can help you as well. And yet we live in a world where most people are utterly oblivious to everything that's going on around them. And there's something called normalcy bias, which means that people just get used to their normal day-to-day lives and they just can't accept the idea that something unexpected or unusual is going to come along and change their day. And that's why you've probably seen many of the videos of the people of Ukraine just in shock. It's like, we never could have imagined that we were going to be attacked. Well, yeah, that's the way it is up until the day the attack happens. And you could say the same thing about the people of Taiwan right now. Most people in Taiwan do not anticipate China attacking Taiwan. Why? It's unimaginable because they've grown up in Taiwan, lived there every day of their lives, and they've never seen China attacking Taiwan. It just doesn't compute until the day it happens. And the same is true for Americans. You ask most Americans, hey, do you think that China could invade America? Our borders could be overrun by military forces? They say, no, that's crazy conspiracy theory stuff. That's Alex Jones material. What are you talking about? Well, it all seems outlandish until the day it happens. And then everybody's running around like, oh, I can't believe it happened. Well, yeah, of course, because you had no clue. You didn't even think about things that could happen. And really, the art of prepping is the art of mentally rehearsing and then preparing for bad things that could happen. But the mental rehearsal is critical because preppers think about things like an EMP weapon, you know, grid down collapse, end of the world, zombie apocalypse. And the fact that you go through the mental rehearsal means that when these things actually happen to you, it's not such a crazy shock. You know, banking collapse, whatever the case may be. So when I'm looking at the situation in Ukraine right now, you know, bombs falling, missiles striking targets, like right near where people are living and so on, I'm just thinking, I am not surprised by anything anymore these days. I mean, we were all hit with biological weapons. So, you know, warfare is not surprising to me. What's surprising to me is that we still live in a world where there are so many people who are totally unprepared. Especially after the great toilet paper outage of 2020. That should have awakened a lot of people to the importance of prepping. And then I guess after they got all the toilet paper, they went right back into snooze mode and figured, well, everything's going to be fine from here forward. No, it's not. We're about to face a future of extreme shortages, famine. We're going to have food riots in America. We're going to have mass starvation. We're going to have food inflation off the charts. We're probably going to end up in World War III. There are going to be economic implications of what has just happened that will ripple through our world for years to come. We're facing a mass die-off due to the COVID vaccines. Between 1 and 2 billion people will die around the world over the next decade, just from the vaccines that have already been administered. And yet, most people think, oh, we're just going to get back to normal. If we just obey and take shots and just do what we're told, we'll get back to normal in no time. There is no normal coming back. Not going to happen. You're in World War III right now, whether you realize it or not. And if you want to survive it, you better act accordingly. You better prepare accordingly. Go through those mental rehearsals of what's coming and have backup supplies like never before. That's my message. And we've just been reminded about this yet again. So get prepared in any way you can. I'm right there with you. I'm preparing as well as the Health Ranger. I thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Check out my website, naturalnews.com. And you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. Take care.